8:07. Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is nearly filling the paper single-handedly himself this morning with comments on the Satchwell case, the Carlow shooting and rent pressure zones. The Satchwell conviction makes most of the front pages, with the Mail headline repeating a comment from the victim impact statements of Tina's family. Satchwell gave the dog more respect than Tina. Catherine Fegan, writing in The Independent, says, still desperate to exercise control, the murderer wasn't going to miss the opportunity to have the last word. He instructed his barrister to say that despite anything said in the trial, Tina was a lovely person. The Irish Times uses Tina's maiden name in their headline, Family Recover Tina Dingevin's Name. That's over a piece by Miriam Lord, who quotes from the victim impact statements. My name is Sarah Howard. I am Tina Dingevin's niece. My name is Lorraine Howard. I am Tina Dingevin's sister. Miriam Lord watched Richard Satchwell during the statements and notes that only her maiden name seemed to stir some flicker of awareness. Micheál Martin, quoted in the Star and Mirror, says that the case did take longer than ordinarily to resolve. But he says, in response to a question about how long it took to find Tina's body, he would leave that up to the Gardaí to address. Micheál Martin is mentioned in the Mail in conjunction with a possible clampdown on social media companies after the lies that were shared following the shooting in Carlow on Sunday. The Mail quotes the Taoiseach saying, the level of misinformation was shocking. We can't just ignore that. There's a family in mourning right now. And photos from the shopping centre in Carlow appear in the Irish Independent. Frank McGrath's pictures show the big red and white Tesco sign outside. The letter O has a gunshot hole in the middle of it, and the red circle is peppered with pellet holes. The front page of the Irish Independent carries the figure of €180,000. That's how much the paper says it costs to house a family in emergency accommodation for a year. That price is for four-bed accommodation and also includes the costs of service and administrative workers. And on accommodation, the Examiner quotes Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying there'll be a decision on rent pressure zones next week. The paper says they could be replaced by a system to peg rents to local dwellings of a similar quality. And the actor Liam Cunningham is angry in several papers, at the media and the government. We reported the other day that he was on a flotilla with Greta Thunberg to take aid to Gaza. He says he wasn't on the flotilla, he was just launching it. And yesterday he helped launch the People Before Profit campaign to oppose government plans to change the triple lock system for overseas military deployments. The Independent says Cunningham also spoke on the Occupied Territories Bill, which would ban the trade of goods with Palestinian lands occupied by Israeli settlers. Cunningham said the bill should also include services. Otherwise, he says, it's just tinsel. And the main front page story in the Irish Times is that Trinity College Dublin is to cut ties with Israeli universities and firms. Above that story, a photo of the hands of Palestinian children holding aluminium pots in a queue for food in Gaza yesterday. In the Examiner, photos of children from the same queue, but this time of their faces. The paper has a half-page montage of portraits of Gazan children taken by Ayed Baba. They're looking directly into the camera and each is holding an empty pot or plate. Some are half-smiling, two have put pots on their heads. And it's quite striking to look at the spread and pause on each face and imagine what their lives must be like and wonder how some can still be smiling.
Ronan Kelly, 7:11 after the break, 20 years on from Lee's Cross, another shocking expose of failings and neglect of older people.